Chapter 37.
Fett roared out of the hall. Directly in front of Tahiri, a black-haired man in health worker's clothes jumped onto the control stand of a repulsor gurney waiting there. And an instant later, a woman in prisoner yellows leapt onto the gurney itself. Dala! The gurney accelerated into motion, following Fett. Tahiri sprinted, drawing on the force to boost her speed, and caught up to the gurney from behind. Its operator and Dala faced ahead, their eyes on Fett, so neither saw her. She grabbed the collar of the operator's tunic and yanked. As he tumbled off the back, she jumped on in his place and grabbed the controls. The gurney barely slowed or wobbled with the change of operators. The hallway was full of purple smoke, shrieking visitors, and guards rushing toward the visitors' hall. Some of the latter pointed blasters at the gurney. From above and ahead, Boba Fett fired his own blasters, sending them driving or scurrying for cover as the gurney roared past. Tahiri couldn't help but grin. The gurney was accelerating up to speeder bike rates of travel. This was not a stock repulsor gurney fresh from the factory. They passed through three sets of blast doors, all of them open, and Tahiri saw daylight ahead. Suddenly, they were out in an exercise yard. Streams of blaster fire from tower emplacements converged on Boba Fett, but he was too nimble, too adept in the air for any of the bolts to hit him. Almost any of them. Tahiri saw a blast strike the center of his chest armor, dent it, turn the point of impact black. Fett spun in the air. The antenna on the side of his helmet swung free, dropping into the exercise yard. But his forward momentum was unchecked. As he completed a full spin, he regained control and his original course. And then, he and the gurney were outside the wide-open exterior gate. Fett turned to starboard and accelerated. Tahiri followed. She knew Fett was no friend of hers, nor of any Jedi or former Jedi, but he clearly had an exit strategy. 2 quick kilometers farther, along a channel between 2 lengthy banks of sky towers, Tahiri saw what it was. On a pedway platform, 1 level up, was a large curved shape beneath a sheet of silver reflective flimsy. Fett flew on ahead and landed beside it. He reached up and grabbed a fold on the cover. Hauling hand over hand, he pulled the flimsy free, revealing the distinctive curvilinear shape of Slave One, his personal spacecraft. Tahiri piloted the repulsor gurney to land on that pedway a few dozen meters from Slave One. She brought the vehicle to a rapid stop. Dala turned toward Tahiri, her mouth opening to say something, and then she realized it was not the man she expected to be standing there. Her jaw dropped. Tahiri stepped off the controller's platform. She gave Dala a broad smile and a mock salute.
Thanks for the rescue.
Then she slipped over the pedway rail and dropped to the chasm beyond.